Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Iowa Mennonite School student Emma Beachy, who got a perfect 36-point score on the ACT test this summer.
How did you prepare for the ACT?
So I got a book, a study book, and in the week leading up to the test, I went through it and followed it, and then that Saturday I went in and took the test.
Would you say you put a lot of effort, or I don't know, as far as like how much time you put into kind of preparing for the ACT?
I took a few practice tests, so those are, I think it was 3 hours long for each one, but yeah, just pretty much within that week I kind of studied.
Were you trying to get a perfect score, or what were you kind of expecting from yourself?
Well, I mean, I was trying to do my best, obviously, and I was hoping to do well, but I was not expecting a perfect score or anything like that. I was super shocked when I found out.
And so with school and activities, you know, Dwight Gingrich, he sent out his little bio on what all that you do. It seems like you got a good mix of sports and activities, and I just wonder, you know, how do you manage your time with school and homework and with all these activities?
That's a tough question, and I don't know if I have the best answer. It's lots of late nights and early mornings for sure, but I think just staying organized and being disciplined and making sure to set priorities are really important, you know, deciding what you want to get done every day and then making sure that that happens.
Mm-hmm. And have you always been pretty involved with extracurricular activities?
Yeah, pretty much since middle school is when you kind of start, you know, starting a lot of new activities. And yeah, pretty much since then I've been involved. Mm-hmm.
Would you say it was something, whether you maybe have older siblings or with your parents, was it kind of something instilled upon you to be heavily involved in activities?
Oh, I don't know. I think my parents definitely have always, you know, pushed me to do well and to try my best at things. But I just really enjoy being involved in a lot of different activities, and I find it really enjoyable and fulfilling. So,
mm-hmm. What activities or sports do you like doing the most?
My involvement in music and in playing the piano, especially, is a huge thing for me. I love that a lot. I also really enjoy being part of the Reflector newspaper at school and that sort of thing. But yeah, I enjoy everything that I'm doing, so.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever find yourself kind of tackling things that might seem challenging or difficult for you, kind of stepping out of your comfort zone?
Yeah, for sure. I think one thing with that would be being involved in track. I'm not really a natural athlete per se, but that's something that I've worked at, and it's definitely kind of challenging for me and sort of out of my comfort zone a little bit.
Mm-hmm. What would you say you get out of doing all the different activities here at school?
I think I just I've had such a wide breadth of experiences here at IMS, and there's so many opportunities to get involved and kind of discover new things and learn what I'm good at and what I enjoy and all of that.
Do you have any plans for or ideas of what you want to do after high school?
Well, I'm definitely planning to go to college somewhere, but I'm still trying to narrow down a little bit where I want to go and what I want to do. So nothing definite quite yet.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any ideas of what you might want to study?
I'm thinking I definitely want to do something with music, and I might study history or education as well. I'm still figuring all of that out.
Since it is summer, are you still pretty busy in the summer? What do you like to do during these months?
Well, I'm getting ready for the 4-H fair right now. That's in about 2 weeks, so I've been prepping for that, and I play piano and flute every day and practice, and those are my two biggest things right now.
What are you showing at the 4-H fair?
I show my dog, so I'm training with her every day and teaching her to obey commands and stuff.
Yeah. What breed of dog is it?
She's an American Eskimo.
Oh, okay. What's her name?
Moxie.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with IMS student Emma Beachy. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.